Palmetto Mornings on WRHI. But I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. Ooh.
It is 8:38 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 65 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden. This is Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. So, Cynthia Spratley, a familiar voice and face here on Palmetto Mornings, joins us from the Museum of York County. And Cynthia, we're talking about the Museum of York County becoming the newest environmental education center for South Carolina's Project Learning Tree. And tell us more about Project Learning Tree, if you can.
Well, I'd be happy to, Lucas. Good morning. The Project Learning Tree has been part of the Museum of York County for over 6 years already because all my staff and I got trained about 6 years ago, and we've been using this award-winning curriculum. It's not only just about the environment, but it actually gets into talking about all different curriculum or all different areas of learning. So we have social studies, we have English, we have math, we have all different types of activities in this. And it's just a great international environmental education program. And it's run by Sustainable Forest Initiative. So it's all about forest, using forest to communicate these ideals.
So Cynthia, is this a program that families can take advantage of, or is this more for educators to take advantage of?
That's a good question, and it's really built around education. So it's for non-formal, like your homeschoolers, your Boy Scout, Girl Scout leaders, daycare owners, and then it's also for formal teachers in the classroom. And it's not a standalone curriculum necessarily. It's more, it works with whatever the teacher has as far as standards, and it's approved through the South Carolina state standards and also the Next Generation Standards for Science in the Common Core. So it's got a lot of oomph behind it for teachers. And we're going to, as part of our environmental education designation, we're going to be offering workshops. And so they will be open to the public. And again, if you're an informal educator or a formal educator, you'll be able to come.
Okay, great. So tomorrow is a workshop, correct? June the 19th from 10 to 11:30. What do people need to do to take advantage of this?
Well, that one is full.
Okay.
And we had such an outpouring of, because we're doing a virtual workshop for this because we're not open yet at the museum. So we are phasing our opening, and so we won't be open for a little while. But we did get involved in a virtual workshop, but it filled up. So the next one, there will be another for early learning childhood information. It's going to be in July, and I don't have the date yet on that. But they did put out a date for July 30th for another virtual workshop, and it's going to be hosted by the Harbison State Forest EE Center. So it won't be us, but it'll be virtual, so you can get in from anywhere in the state. And we'll put the link, I gave you all the link to put up after we're done talking, so they can register for that. And it's going to be on the ecosystem, energy and the environment and the ecosystem. And it's really for third to fifth grade emphasis. But again, anybody can take that class and learn about their curriculum through the workshop.
What's called South Carolina's Project Learning Tree. It's a program that focuses on how forests help young people find their place in the natural world. And we certainly love Mother Earth, and we want to take care of her. And this is a great tool, it sounds like, for educators and those that just want to get a lesson on Mother Earth and reach out to our friends with the Museum of York County to do so. As always, Cynthia Spratley comes to us with great information. Cynthia, have a great Thursday, and thank you so much for this information.
You're welcome, and you have a great day, too.
All right.